USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization is posting a single-day record of new confirmed coronavirus cases, over 200,000. The record comes as many nations struggle with new waves of infections after loosening their restrictions. Emergency rooms are once again being overcrowded. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Past generations literally ran into battlefields or in protest lines and gave up everything, paid the ultimate sacrifice to fight for their values. What am I asking you to do? Wear a mask.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract, and so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of Georgia has brought a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta over the mayor's mask mandate and recommendations to roll back reopenings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded.
That it's very clear that the governor is putting politics over people, and I join several mayors across our state who will continue to enforce our mask mandate, and we will have to fight the governor about this in court.
Kemp said he refuses to sit back and watch disastrous policies devastate the lives of Georgia residents.
Prosecutors in France say they've opened an arson probe into a fire that destroyed part of a cathedral in Nantes. The blaze damaged a stained glass window and the church's organ. A local fire chief said the damage was not as severe as that from the fire that devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in April 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The governor of Oregon wants covert federal agents out of Portland. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has accused federal agents of detaining protesters in unmarked vehicles. She told MSNBC it's more difficult to get help to deal with the coronavirus pandemic compared to getting federal troops on the streets of Portland.
We have citizens across the state that have been very hard hit by this virus, and we can't get either the financial support or the medical help that we need. Instead, the federal government chooses to deploy troopers on our streets, as you mentioned, which is purely political theater.
Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said the state would be filing a lawsuit against the federal government over the detention of those protesting racial inequality. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The hottest weather of the summer is poised to swelter many areas of the Mid-Atlantic, Central Appalachians, and southwestern and central New England late this weekend and the first part of next week. Excessive heat watches were issued for Philadelphia and the surrounding area. A portion of the same weather system, a large area of high pressure that has been building and broiling the south-central United States much of this week, will head to the northeast in the coming days. A few locations over the Mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley can reach or exceed 100 degrees for a couple of hours in the afternoon on Sunday and Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.